Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
I tell Simmy,
sleep.
Sleep.
Okay. Sleep. And then you see him, his breathing levels out and he drops completely into a very deep sleep. And as from you guys are watching, nothing seems to happen. Dr. Simeon, you feel your eyes fluttering as you are almost coming back to consciousness. When you hear whispered words that you almost understand, but before you can, you are completely out. And it seems like the extra force of will and magical power behind those, as everything goes black, there's suddenly a tunnel of light as you now sleep permanently, and you go into the tunnel of light.
What the hell, man?
He did choke you to death.
Oh, my God. What's your problem?
Into the waiting arms of your grandparents. And Timian's there, too. Things did not go well for him back at your ancestral home.
Oh, my God.
Like, he didn't make it back through the portal.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
You know what? He tried to screw jump through, and he hit his head.
Closed and then, cut him in half.
Yeah, long ways.
Do I wake up a dragon now?
Yeah, you wake up a dragon. You're back in Evanstone.
Oh, damn it.
No, so
all right,
you
wait, hold
see...
on. Oh, brother.
So it's like you start seeing stars in your vision, like you were seeing when he was putting you in that sleeper hold. But suddenly the stars begin moving towards you, and they're flying through this dark space at incredible speed. As you are, suddenly it feels like motion. It feels like you're flying quickly through the air. And then there's a bright light, and suddenly you're standing on an alien landscape that, though it is alien, is very familiar to you.
Oh, yeah.
You see flashes of lightning in the distance. You see strange crystalline pillars around you. Dr. Simeon, what do you do?
Start digging. No, I start looking for Mary Beth, 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 but I'm very quiet because I know the spiders are.
You're on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, but I can still see her, though. I feel so bad. Oh, my gosh.
He finds out the planet he is standing on.
Oh, maybe Mary Beth Beth.
He is Mary Beth. Yeah.
Okay, so a little ways in the distance, you see some crystal rock formations. Is that the direction you would like to head?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dr. Simeon, you start heading in that direction. It's a little ways away, so it might take you a few minutes, a little bit to get there.
But it's my dream. There's no time.
Yeah, it's your dream. You have complete control over it. You are.
He smells a delicious pie. He smells a delicious pie and floats there.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete. Thank you. Thank you, you wounded bastard.
Okay, so... All right, Dr. Simeon, you're running for a few minutes. The crystal formations are getting closer. You're looking around. You're searching. I want you to roll a spot hidden for me.
Gosh dang it!
You're gonna die.
Got 41.
Roll smell hidden.
No, that's actually not bad. I thought your spot hidden was worse.
Yeah, it was terrible when you roll a 72.
Oof. Okay.
You get impaled by a spider monster.
All right,
I find
so
the
you're.
Spider monster.
You dug
you're wandering
one
around
on accident.
Okay, so you're wandering around. You're looking. You haven't seemed to spot Mary Beth 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 yet.
See, that seems kind of impossible. Okay.
Okay.
So, like, can I have a bonus die because she's so big?
This is going to come back to haunt you when you're trying to hide from the spiders.
Well, what do you think I'm going to hide behind? Oh, my gosh. I'm so terrible at this.
She's shrinking by the minute, though.
Yeah, that's true. All right. All right. What happens next?
Okay. So I will let you roll again in an hour. So.
All right.
Back in the bedroom. You guys are in here, you're waiting. You see Simeon, and he is out cold. You see his eyelids fluttering a little bit. He's breathing. He seems to be...
drooling.
Okay, he's definitely drooling, like he always does when he sleeps and dreams
Hell
of
yeah.
his wife. But you have not seen any change from him or Mary Beth 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 for the 10 minutes or so that... he's been out.
What do you do?
I was waiting for the question.
You guys think it worked?
Think it worked?
Did it work?
Slap him in the face and see if he wakes up.
I don't know.
Command of the wizard.
Tell.
See if he wakes up.
Slap him
he
in the face
like
and see
just
if he wakes
sleeping.
Up. If he doesn't wake up from getting slapped in the face, then he's probably
that's a good idea. That's a good test.
I slap him in the face.
I will warn you guys though. You don't necessarily want Simi to just wake up by himself. So
it's true.
I'm just saying he just went to sleep naturally. So if you guys are doing all this stuff to him, you might wake him up.
Because he has the ability to move in and out. So
that's true. All right, leave him alone. We'll just have to assume that it worked.
Well, I mean, we don't know he has the ability to move in and out. Like I couldn't come out. I mean, I didn't.
But you did.
He did already when he was dreaming this morning.
Simi, you're
asleep.
I couldn't come out, but I did.
He did already when he was dreaming this morning. He was there, and then he came out.
All right, you can come out, but you can't go in.
So it might just be the same thing. So what else can we do?
That's true.
And do we have any other ideas?
Let's put him in funny poses and take pictures.
Tallahassee, you've been there before. How did you get there?
That's the thing. I don't know how I got there exactly. I mean, I'm assuming it was either the hobo had magical powers or he summoned Gandalf.
Fair Barons.
Say it real slowly.
Fair Barons. Well,
one thing I do remember, in knowing what we know now, thinking back to when we were at the diner, I remember the radios were acting up. And you got pulled there right after we left. But the radios were still acting up, so maybe he was there.
That's true.
Well, wait, did you guys hear him? That over the radio downstairs?
Right, so he, Tomaszewski was here a minute ago.
He could have been here a little bit earlier.
Yeah, he might have been here. He might still be here.
How do we get that worthless piece of slime to come back?
You worthless piece of slime!
I pull out the radio, set it up, turn it on. I guess I don't really need to turn it on.
Yeah, we don't want to turn it on because that's how, the radio man tried to stay alive. So I'm assuming that that's how you stay alive.
So...
no matter what occurs.
So hold on. So before you said there was a hobo, he hugged Tallahassee. Tallahassee went to Soyland. Just making sure I'm getting all up to speed on all of this.
You writing this down?
Do you know any hobos?
Yeah. Oh, I know a hobo. He's right here.
He's me.
Of course I know him. He's me.
Pete is not happy with you right now.
No. But if you're saying you got to bring this so-called radio man trademark, but you need a hobo to summon him, baby boy, why don't you summon him?
What are you trying to imply?
Use your hobo powers.
Oh, yeah, I hug Tallahassee.
Okay.
And I make it real awkward. I, like, there, I caress him, and I put my nose to his nose and my eyes to his eyes.
Call out. Call out, dumb drunkard. Dig into your inner hobo.
It's the boatman. I summon the boatman.
All right, fine. You don't use your inner hobo powers. But you hear the radio as it starts up a bit. It's quiet, but you do hear a static hiss starting to come from the radio. Dr. Simeon.
Yes?
I want you to roll another spot hidden.
You got it. Oh, I spend 2 luck.
Okay.
Down to 23, awesome. But I succeed.
Okay, so you've been here for over an hour. You're wandering around. You wouldn't think it would be that hard to spot your wife in this flat, barren landscape.
Why is that, Alex?
Because she's just the fattest woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, wow. Hence the reason I should have gotten a bonus die when I was looking for her.
Yeah, no. You haven't been able to spot her. You're searching around. You're running around as much as you can. You look around these formations. You see a bit of a ridge in the distance, so you start running that direction. But you're starting to get worried. You're starting to panic a little bit. And then you step around one of the formations, and suddenly there she is. Mary Beth, a little ways away, and she's down on her knees, and she's digging.
Mary
is that you?
It's me.
She looks up when she hears you calling. She looks over at you and you see relief wash over her face, and she looks pretty worse for wear. She looks weathered. She looks pretty dehydrated. She looks like she's been here for a while.
Oh, Simmy. I don't know what happened. I don't know where I am. This looks like this is that place. That place that you told me about.
This is Soyland.
I've seen them. I've seen some of those creatures. They're running around. I've been trying to hide from them. I thought I should dig, because that seems like the best thing to do.
Oh, yeah, we need to start digging right now. Why'd you stop?
Let's dig. We're digging.
We're digging.
She's in a big hole. She's been digging for a while.
Oh, man. I get in that same hole, and I start digging.
Yeah, we're digging.
We're digging. I don't know how long I've been here. It feels like forever. It feels like days. I don't know. I can't tell. Everything's weird. I thought I even saw you. I saw you earlier. And then you vanished, but I saw you also, but I saw you when you got attacked by... Remember, back when you drank that thing and then you got...
Yeah, I know what happened to me. Kitchen. It was terrifying. I still have nightmares about it all the time. My parents died when I was young. You want to talk about that too?
I saw your parents die when you were young, and I laughed at you. Said, yeah, you little wiener boy.
So you
had such a wiener, your parents probably wouldn't have died. So if you remember that, if that's...
Oh,
the,
Mary.
If
that's this is why the, I love you.
I remember you told me that story that somebody said that. I didn't realize it was me.
And then...
Time traveling to your past.
I'm so relieved.
To destroy your self-esteem.
Oh, Mary, I missed you so much.
Oh, Simeon.
Oh, I thought I lost you forever, you fat woman.
Oh, you tiny little beautiful man.
Okay, so yeah, she's talking to you. She doesn't know how long she's been here. As she described, she actually saw you get attacked from this side, but you were also standing next to her when it happened. And time is just incredibly strange over here. Events are all over the place.
All right. Well, at this point, I'm going to try Command of the Wizard to try to get her out, because I can just wake up. But I'm assuming it's probably not going to work, but...
You can certainly try.
I'm going to try. All right, I'm at 10 magic points. If it's been an hour, I get one back, right?
Yeah, actually. That is true.
So I'm back at 10 then. And 38 sanity.
Ew. Bill, you're almost as crazy as me.
All right, here we go. Pow, pow.
Okay.
Pew, 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 meow.
30. That's a hard success.
Okay. All right, cool. Sorry, the stupid rainy music is really killing my mood. Okay, so Dr. Simeon, you, what is your command that you give her?
Mary, get your fat ass out of here.
Oh, I love it when you call me that. I missed
it. I know.
Did you say out of here or out of bed?
Out of here. Or either whatever is going to get her out of here.
Okay. So you say that to her, and...
She closes her eyes really tight. She's hoping.
Yeah, you say that, and you see her... You say, out of here, and so she gets up out of the hole that she's digging and just starts walking away.
No, get out of this soy land. That's what she said.
She keeps walking.
Mary.
I gotta go. I have to get out of here.
Yeah, do you know how to get out of here?
I just have to go. I have to get out of here.
Okay, so it's not working. Damn it.
So, Dr. Simeon, I want you to make a luck roll.
Ugh. Yeah. 23. Ugh, 50.
Okay.
I spend the rest of my luck and still fail.
You get stuck in an endless loop.
Okay, Dr. Simeon, you think perhaps out of the corner of your eye you see movement flitter behind one of the rock formations in the distance.
I start digging.
As you suspect that the inhabitants of whatever realm or planet this is may have been alerted to your presence. Tallahassee, Dom Drunkard, Major Bakersfield, Billy McConnell, Captain Runch.
Yes.
You're back in, you are in the bedroom of Dr. Simeon Kant Sandrovitz. You see his eyelids flutter a little bit here and there, but he still is just resting comfortably, as is Mary Beth Beth Beth. You hear, it's been a solid 25 minutes since he's been gone. You're standing around, you're waiting. It feels like it's taking forever. You hear the radio is, there's a bit of static there, but nothing has changed for the last few minutes.
Dang.
This is taking too long. We need to out a way to force the issue or something like that.
So, what other ideas can we come up with? Did you say that the radio is got like a low static thing?
Yeah, there's a low static effect on the radio.
Fellas, maybe he's not here in the room with us, but you know, maybe he's not that far away.
Talking about Thomas
Chip. Thomas Juski.
Juski. Grandolph Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Grandolph? His grandfather?
Yeah, I don't know if he's like got any way to bring himself out. I mean, he's sitting here. It's been too long. Like, if he was able to get out, he would have been able to get out by now, I would assume. I mean, Mary Beth 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 can't be that hard to find.
Well, and based on how people we've talked in the, I mean, people have died from exposure. You got to think the time is moving differently or faster, something over there, which makes this long seem like it's even more urgent.
Definitely does, because when I was there, it was moving much, much quicker. But I'm wondering if, the only way I got out, I remember hearing some voices, but I had my own spell that I cast, the Sign of Power. That I think is what actually broke the bind and brought me back.
Amanda Bynes?
Shut up, Donovan.
I broke Amanda Bynes. She was holding it. She was holding on to me.
No, so I'm wondering, you're right. I mean, like, I wonder if I got to go in there or something. I mean, I don't know how, but I'm wondering if
so
that spell can
there,
help bring
you
us
cast
back.
That spell and you bring all of you guys back?
That's what I'm thinking.
How do we get you there?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I can just fall asleep. I didn't just fall asleep. I had a hobo, like, call the boatman and come get me.
But you said somebody grabbed you from behind, right? It was like a...
Right.
You got pulled there.
Yeah, so when the hobo hugged me, he said the boatman is gonna take me away. And then I felt something cold on the back of my neck, like somebody was grabbing me.
The boatman's gotta be Gandalf. Right? I mean,
I'd assume so.
So Fairbairn snuck up behind you and sucked you into Soyland.
So if you guys remember at Denny's, he was bashing on the radio. Like, it was messing up when we were actually at Denny's. So when I left, he must have been there, because I think the radios are telling us that he's close, right? So he must have been at Denny's when we were there, and we just didn't realize it at the time. So when I was
That's why the radio man had so many radios in his house. So he could be warned when Tomaszewski got close.
So what if
And then also remember Billy, that's your name. Billy, when you were at the hospital.
Right. We're at the hospital when he moved down the hallway into Raymond Goddard's room. And sucked him into Soyland. The radios were acting up down the hallway, so it definitely seems that the radios tell you when he's near.
So right now, I mean, I think the only way we know of to get to Soyland would be to have him take me there.
You guys heard what I heard downstairs on the radio, right? You might still be hanging around.
Right, and you guys have that radio in here now. It's in the room. Yeah. It's the one that Billy always has on him.
I pull it out, and I set it down on something.
Right, which I think you already did. And it's off to the side, and it has this low static buzz going.
Well, maybe he's still around. Maybe he's sticking close by and watching us. Where are you at, Gandalf? Where are you at, you little man? Come at me. Come at me like a man. Quit hiding behind your shadows. You tiny, puny, deranged little slug. You insignificant, worthless, inconsequential, minuscule, infinitesimal, spineless worm. Nobody can even remember your name.
Hey, you go, Tallahassee. You tell him.
Okay, you hear the radio, the static on the radio start to flare.
Yeah, keep going, Tallahassee. It's working. Call him a c-
Oh, gosh. Okay, we're gonna leave that in. We're just gonna beep it out.
Can we keep that, Alex? Can we keep it?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't think I have to. I think you did.
Oh, crap! Tell us, you better come to
Bakersfield. As soon as the word's out of your mouth, the radio explodes into static and life. Lights are flashing on it. The static is ear-splitting in the volume that it hits.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tallahassee, I want you to make a spot hidden real quick.
All right. I got more, so I can keep going if you need.
All right, good.
Ooh, 70. So, success. 70 out of 85.
Jeez.
Holy crap.
Insane.
Okay, so Tallahassee, you see out of the corner of your eye a dark figure that is now standing near the edge of the bed, and it appears to be looking towards you. It's a shadow.
Keep going.
Yeah, there you are.
You got his attention.
There you are, Randall's Fairn, or Tomaszewicz, or whatever the hell your name is. Nobody can even remember you because you're so inconsequential. Your pathetic efforts at revenge. Oh, I'll stop you. You can't stop me. I got diamond skin, bitch. Your little pathetic efforts at revenge have some small speck of meaning in this world, or at least that's what you're after.
but they only reflect your tiny little soul and wiener.
Oh, that got him.
That got him good. That got him good. I'll be only single barreled.
You gotta be pretty pathetic to be a sidekick to Bernard Corbett.
You mean nothing to anyone.
Okay, so Tallahassee, as you say that, you hear him speak from the radio. And then the static flares into an ear-splitting shriek as, out of the corner of your eye, Tallahassee, you see the shadow of Tomaszewski fly towards you. And you feel cold wash over your entire body. And you feel your consciousness starting to fade. Tallahassee, would you like to fight back? Or voluntarily fail your POW check?
I'm tempted to fight back, but I think we need to get Simi and his sexy
just
woman.
Just by your sensibilities.
Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna allow him to take me to Soyland.
Okay, so the rest of you see, you hear the radio static flare up, and then suddenly you see Tallahassee drop unconscious to the floor.
Run, scratch, and catch him.
Whoop, I got you, buddy. Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, oh, I missed. I was too slow. I'm old, guys. I'm sorry. I am not. Well, he's all, like, crooked and like, his knees coming out. He looks in a real awkward position.
Yeah, that's just why leave him. You gotta arrange him so that he's comfortable.
Good? Is he good like that? That's fine?
Yeah.
Does he sleep like this all the time?
Yeah, he always sleeps with his neck like that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Put his hat over his face.
Okay, I'll put his hat on. Just do you.
Okay, so how long do we wait before we call them back? I mean, I feel really impatient to get them out of there, but obviously Tallahassee's got to get into position and find the other two before he can open the wormhole on their side.
You still got Randall's faring right by you, dude.
Oh, yeah, let's,
Hey, Randall's faring. How long are they going to be there?
Is the radio still going? Still squealing? Or did it fade again?
It faded again after that big blast. It faded.
Is there any way for me to discern? So, was that like the radio got really, really loud as he came at Tallahassee, and then as soon as he made a move, it faded? Is that kind of how it went? Guys, yeah. I wonder if it's possible that Gandalf has a limited power for doing this, and it takes a lot of energy or power for him to send somebody to Soyland. Otherwise, why isn't he just continuously coming after each of us one by one, all in quick succession? There's got to be some sort of power, energy, or rest that makes him have to wait to do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe he's running low on soy power. Magic points or something.
It's like maybe he's running low on magic points.
I mean, let's abstract it out to like a number, a numerical value.
If you were to give him a numerical value, Runch, what would you say?
Oh, I don't know. That's way too abstract for me. But theoretically, maybe you're saying he runs out of these quote unquote magic points and
yes.
then can't that's do kind his of, whammy jammy anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm abstractly.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, I know for me that after I cast a few spells, I'm pretty wiped out. And it's hard to muster any energy.
I've never cast a spell. I have a very low POW. If I were to put a point value on my willpower, it would be pretty low.
Good to know. I'll remember to attack next time.
Runch, we're on the same team. You've carried me like a baby boy.
That was Runch. That wasn't the keeper. That should have been the keeper's voice. Tallahassee Turner.
Yep.
I want you to make me a luck roll.
Okay, here I go. success. Barely 51 out of 55. Oh, wait, okay. Sorry. No, so, I have 51 because I've spent some. So, yeah, right on the button.
Jeez. Okay. All right, Tallahassee. So, as you feel the cold sensation wash over you and you fall unconscious, you awake again in this familiar sensation through all of this, back again in a familiar alien landscape. It's like the salt flats, but worse. succeeding on your luck roll, you get up, you sit up, you look around. What do?
I look around and I say, I've made a huge mistake.
With Simeon's wife there, it's like the salt fats.
Just kidding. Yeah, I gotta want. I start digging.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Okay, so as you lean down to start digging, luckily, as you're bending over, you happen to move your head in the perfect direction where you glance, and you see off in the distance. You see Dr. Simeon and his wife, and they are both hiding behind a crystal pillar.
Ooh. All right, I run to him.
All right. Tallahassee, you start running. Simeon, why don't you make a listen check for me?
You got it. 33 out of 70. That's a hard success.
All right, he hears in the distance,
"Sup, bitches?"
Hey, Mary Tallahassee's here.
Oh, great. Tallahassee. I mean, hi, Tallahassee.
Hey, baby.
So good to see you.
Mary Beth.
I clear my throat. I'm like,
She's like, "What's up, she's girl?"
Tallahassee, my husband's right there.
Why are you guys clearing your throats and talking in weird voices?
Okay, so as you look up and you see Tallahassee running and he yells to you, Mary Beth 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 goes, "Shh,
see you, man, sit."
Oh. Puts her fingers to her lips and she goes, "Shh." As you are both hiding from the spider creature that is running around in the collection of crystalline formations at this part of, or at this section of the landscape that you are in. Though Tallahassee, from your noisy approach, it appears you may have caught its attention.
I close my eyes.
He retroactively rolls a stealth.
Oh, okay. You vanish from existence.
Oh, phew.
Thank heavens.
Hey, I got a question, Keeper. Sorry. What's my skin look like?
So plain.
What does your skin look like, Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Plain. As you look down, you pull your shirt open. In this weird light and these flickering pink lightning bolts, it appears that your skin shimmers like diamonds.
Oh, sweet. I brought my diamond skin with me?
You brought your diamond skin with you.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, is there like a giant crab there that likes to sing about shiny things?
Spiders
shiny.
Like
shiny.
Yeah, it picks them up and eats them. Does 80 points of damage. Okay, so you hear a scuttling noise coming from the other side of the pillar. It skids to a halt for a second, and then you suddenly hear it start scrambling towards the three of you.
Tallahassee, you ruin everything.
I pick up a crystal and I throw it to distract the scuttling beast.
Okay. It snatches it out of the air and crushes it in its mighty jaws and keeps running towards you.
I throw another one.
Oh, crap. All right, so what do you guys do? This thing comes rushing around the edge of this pillar. This tall, giant, spider-esque creature. It's not really a spider. That's just the closest thing on Earth that you can associate it with. It has these long legs that end in these spikes that Dr. Simeon, you know all too well. It has a face. It comes up with like a bit of a neck and a face on it with numerous eyes and large pincers on this on its face, and a mouth full of teeth and spikes.
All right, so I think I do command of the wizard and get us the heck out of here right now.
Will we have time?
Yeah, command of the wizard's real fast. What about your spell? Did your spell take too long?
Here's the conundrum, guys, if you recall. You needed somebody on the other side to cast command of the wizard on those of you sleeping.
Billy!
So, this thing starts rushing towards you. What do you do?
Is there any way for us to hide out of its reach, or is there any weapons around?
It's definitely spotted you. You were kind of trying... They were trying to hide.
Yeah, sorry. I mean like a small cave or something where we're like sort of out of reach.
Yeah, you dug one in the ground.
We dug a two-way tunnel.
All dug.
They dug a kill box.
We lure it into the kill box.
Oh, okay. It kills.
It kills you all in front of us.
Well, we have a dynamite on each side to collapse it in there. We brought dynamite with us, by the way.
Yeah, do we have any weapons? Or are we just...
Just your diamond skin and your wit.
Clothing.
You don't have any weapons. You have diamond skin, you have rocks, and you have magic spells.
I'm going to do the smiting blast of the foul one. It's one Ooh. Magic point per 2d10s strength. And then it says 1d6 sanity NC. What does NC stand for?
Ooh, 1d6? Oof.
North Carolina.
So yeah.
That's for North Carolina. Yeah, it can only be cast in North Carolina. I'm looking up the spell. It's been a while since I read it. Okay, each magic point you spend yields 2d10 strength of force.
If you did two magic points, you'd have 4d10s. That'd be pretty strong.
I'm at 10 points, so I can do 3. Go down to 7. I'm going to do that, and then... But I do need to roll...
You roll against your strength?
So I get... So one magic point equals 2d10 strength.
So it's... After you cast it, if you remember from last time... So you're going to roll however many d10 strength you get, and that's the force of the spell.
Yeah.
And if it hits it hard enough, if it's strong enough, then it can... You know, I think I remember the smoothie you actually knocked unconscious with it, didn't you?
Yeah. I pushed it back pretty hard. But it...
He blasted it.
I fouled it.
With his fouling
piece.
It
was so foul.
But, again, like, it's 2d10 strength of force. So if you look at, like, your guy's various con scores, if you want to knock it unconscious, you're going to have to at least beat... You have to beat... It's constitution.
We don't know it's constitution, though.
No, you don't.
All right, so I'm going to use 4 magic points, go down to 6. So what is that? 8 d10?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do that, and then I need to roll my d6 for sanity, which I could have a bout of madness as well, so... Here we go. I'm going to roll my sanity right now.
Okay.
Oh! A 1! Oh my gosh.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Hey, he gets to increase his sanity now. Keeper rules.
That's true. Let me do it.
No, that's not what happens. D10. That's not how that works.
A 10! I got a 10!
Stop it.
I'm at 47 sanity again. Woohoo! All right, so I just need to roll 4 times with 2 D10s. Here we go. You ready?
How many magic points did you spend?
4, so I'm at 6.
Okay. My quick question is, why are you conserving your magic points so hard?
Well, if there's more.
Yeah.
You said there's a lot of spiders in here.
Okay.
So use all of them.
That's it. Do you know what I mean? Okay, go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now I'll use another one. I'll use 5 magic points. I'll use 5. All right, I'm at 5 now. No! Just pulled an Abe.
He dropped his dice.
Okay, go ahead, roll your dice.
All right, let's see. So 2, 3, 5 points, 5, 7, and 8. If 15. 20. 6 and 6, 12. 32. How many rolls is that? My third one, right?
Yeah.
That was your third one. So 32.
So 10 and a 7, 17.
So 49.
And a 0, or no.
10.
10. Okay, 10. And 8, so 18.
So 59, 67.
It's 67. I counted it out loud. I think you heard me.
Okay.
I'm so smart.
All right, it has to make an opposed roll on this. So here we go. Okay, sorry, Dr. Simeon, what does this spell look like when you cast it?
I start digging, right? And so...
Yeah, you're digging.
And then I levitate levitate out of my hole, and two balls of magic form into my hands. And then I look at the spider and I say, "Get your fat ass out of here!" And I throw it. And then I Hadouken it right, the two balls right into its face. And then
okay,
and
so
then,
you go.
And then
Shibadouken.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you see Dr. Simeon as he's dug down into this little hole that he's in, and you see him rise up out of this hole as he steps.
Oh, I got lightning coming out of my eyes.
And stands up higher. You see him get all the way up on his tippy toes. You can tell he thinks he's hovering in the air, but he's just up on his tippy toes. As the wind, though, blows and you see lightning, little electrical bolts flicker through his eyes and then run down his hands as he forms this fiery electrical bolt in his hands. And then he casts his hands out towards this spider creature, possibly maybe even the same spider creature that attacked him and gave him the scar that still burns in his shoulder. As this flaming ball of light flies towards this creature and smashes directly into its chest as it rises up, blasting it backwards, and you see it crumple over onto its back and drop and stop moving.
Dang, Sammy.
As Dr. Simeon, you then do a little flourish with your hands and come back into your psychologist fighting stance.
That was pretty sweet, man. I never knew
the spider creature is dropped to the ground.
That's what Taco Bell does to a man.
You're not sure if it's still alive.
As it's crumpled on the ground, Simi, you gotta say, "And how does that make you feel?"
I say, Simi can't stand those bits.
As he does finger guns and blows them off.
Shoot
out of his pockets.
Gunslinger.
Okay. You hear noises in the distance. Okay. Dom in Bakersfield, Billy, you're back in the bedroom. You see Tallahassee is dropped. He's laying there. It's been a few minutes. What do you do?
Do we notice anything with Simeon's body after he emits the foul blast?
Yeah, you do. He's all...
I think that's our cue.
Oh, that's our cue.
And he goes...
Billy, I think you should cast the spell. And if it doesn't work,
it
then we'll wait another...
smitingly foul.
What was that, Dom?
I think you should cast the spell, and if it doesn't work, we'll wait another 5 minutes, and then we'll try again. I mean, based on what Tallahassee has described, he had to hear the spell coming, and then he had to kind of attach himself to it with his own spell. And so, if they're not ready to go, then he doesn't have to do that, and he can wait until the next go around. I think we should try and do it now and see if it works.
Okay, I'm down for that. Once again, I'm going to cast Command of the Wizard on Tallahassee.
Okay.
It's one sanity and one magic point.
One sanity and one magic point.
Okay, 42. My power is 91.
Oh, wow.
Right out loud, dude.
Jeez,
that's
Louise.
So cheap.
So sexy.
I'm going to stop telling you guys. My power's really high.
Yeah. Okay. Have I been making you resist those while you're unconscious?
You have rolled, or somebody rolled.
Did I make you do that last time, Seth?
I remember Simi trying to do something on me, and I
just have like resisted. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was saying you have like a natural resistance while you're unconscious. So, yeah, Tallahassee, I'm going to have you roll your pal.
Fail.
Good luck.
Fail real hard.
Crap.
Just trying to be consistent.
Yeah, I got hard success, 22 out of 50.
Oh my gosh, dude.
You rolled what?
I only have 50.
Hard success.
Mine's also a hard.
Billy also harded.
Reroll.
Mine's 42 and my hard is 45.
Tie goes to the Billy.
Tie goes to the Billy.
Yeah, we're tied exactly.
Okay.
Billy tie.
Well, frick. How does...
The tie usually goes to the defender, right?
Oh, whoops.
No.
I read my dice wrong. I meant 42. Oh, no.
No, it doesn't always go to the... No, it doesn't always go to the defender. Sometimes it goes to the attacker.
I think it should go to the attacker.
All right. On this, we'll call it... We'll let it go to the attacker. Also, since you guys are allies and you've been kind of awaiting this. So, what do you say, Billy?
Is Tallahassee's crumpled on the floor?
Yeah, in this weird, awkward position. He's got legs akimbo. But he's kind of still up on his knees and, like, folded backwards. But it's, like, all ragdoll. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Halfway leg.
Tallahassee, get your fat ass up.
Oh, you've been corrupted, dude.
Okay, Tallahassee. You see Dr. Simeon can't stand your bits. Pull off this incredible feat of magical force that you did not know that he was capable of.
I did not.
As he lowers slowly back down from his tippy toes onto his feet with much gravitas. And you see Mary Beth just hands up to her mouth as her hair gets blown back.
Oh, my Lanta.
Doctor. Doctor. She says.
The doctor's in.
And then Dr. Simi. Tallahassee Turner.
Yep.
You hear echoing out of the sky a voice, a familiar voice, that of your friend and acquaintance. Billy McConnell, as what you hear on your end is
Are you sure that's what he heard?
Is the first part. And then he hears...
Billy's offended.
Billy's like, that's not what I said. Coming
out of the sky. You can repeat if you would like, Billy.
Yeah, Alex, what do you say?
What? I'll just copy it. We'll just edit. We'll splice it. We'll copy it and paste it.
No, you need to tell us what he said.
Put some sweet echoes on it. He said,
Tallahassee, get your fat ass off. Get your fat
ass off. Tallahassee, when you hear that, you see again, like you saw before, back when you were here the first time, the kind of weird film reel flicker around the edge of your vision as this reality's hold on you, this realm, this world, whatever it is exactly, seems to be shaken a bit.
Simi.
Tallahassee, what do you do?
Yeah, Simi. Mary Beth. I hear Billy calling to me. Grab on. Grab a hold. I'm going to cast a spell and get us out of here, or at least try.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
Your diamond skin is so smooth, though, that they keep slipping off and you leave without them.
Yeah, they're slipping off. They can't hold on. They can't grasp.
Mary Beth is too heavy to get out. She weighs us down.
Yeah. As Tallahassee warps back himself and the can't stand your bits are ripped to pieces by spider monsters. You guys back in their bedroom watch as their limbs go flying through the bedroom.
All right.
All right, Tallahassee, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to try to...
You have a single magic point.
I have one magic point, so I'm going to try to cast this Sign of Power. It costs one magic, one sanity. Says it takes one round as well, but...
Okay. As this round is going by, you hear those skittering, scratching legs getting closer as you catch a glimpse of another one of those enormous spider creatures from around the edge of one of the formations as it's making a beeline towards you. Tallahassee, whatever you're doing, do it faster.
I do the equivalent with my hands.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Like sign language?
Yeah.
Shibadir, shibadir here. Abe, how would that look? Can you translate for us?
It's like he's typing at a keyboard.
Yeah. Abe's fluent in sign language, in case, for listeners at home. So if you could see what he was doing right now, you'd be like, whoa.
Holy crap.
Oh, never mind.
Seth did it first. I was just copying him.
Abe looks like the sign language interpreter at a Cardi B concert. So Tallahassee does the hand sign language jitsu equivalent of shibadir shibadir hair ha
skibadir bow
diddlydir. And then Tallahassee, as your hand comes forward, as you finish the sign of power, you see a ripple in the air and the space right in front of you. As you're able to reach up and grab it somehow, like it's fabric. And as you do, you then pull it back as the space in front of you tears from whatever hold this place has had on you, whatever magic has been able to cast you here and hold you here has been torn open.
Is it?
What do you do?
Is it wide enough for Mary Beth, Beth, Beth?
You keep tearing and tearing and tearing because you got to make a big old hole.
Push yourselves through like a Jim Carrey through a rhino butt.
Yeah.
That's exactly
and then
what I do.
You guys both get behind Mary Beth, Beth, Beth. And shove her through like Jim Carrey through a rhino butt. Yeah? What? Oh, okay. All right, so you tear a space open big enough for you guys to move through.
Yeah, I pull us through. I grab their hands and... or whatever.
All right, and start shoving them through.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say?
Go through the hole...
All right.
Very, very dramatic and exciting. Perfect.
Oh,
I think I'm going to go through this hole.
I was...
Simi, let's go. Come on.
You got it, babe.
You can do that whole thing you just did on me later.
Oh, you'll get the foul one later.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know the smiting blast all too well. I know the smiting blast way too well. Lots of Dutch ovens in the Can't Stand Your Bits house. As you run through this tear in time and space and... everything warps around you. You see flashes of light. Dr. Simeon, you see that same star field moving as before. Tallahassee, you on the other hand, it just fades to black for a moment. Before the rest of you standing in the Can't Stand Your Bits room, you see their eyes flutter and come open as the three of them all awaken.
Oh my gosh, how long? Oh, I feel awful.
Oh, your breath smells horrible, babe.
How long was I out? Oh, I look like I only weigh like.
I know, we gotta pack that back on.
Ah, bring the butter.
Yes, she is awake, but Dr. Simeon, looking over at your wife, she's coughing, her lips are chapped. She looks severely dehydrated, and she looks like she is not in great condition.
Do we need to get Mary Beth to the hospital?
Dad's found it, like, way too
many.
There's only three Beths on there. Are you insulting my wife?
Who are you talking about?
I think we should, and I think we should get Dom to the hospital.
We need to get Mary Beth cubed and rounded to the hospital.
Well, you don't say Beth cubed, you just say Mary Beth cubed.
No, I get her a cup of water from the bathroom.
Okay. All right, so things finally appear to have calmed down. You look around, and shockingly, surprisingly, everybody appears okay. As of earlier today and through the events of today, seeing these people, various people going wherever they go and being killed, you weren't sure if there was any way, once somebody went to Soyland, became Babes in Soyland. Reference to sweet old Disney movie. Yeah, shout out. You didn't know that if there's going to be any way to ever get them back. And now looking, you're shocked, you're surprised, you're relieved that you're actually able to retrieve Mary Beth and save her from the fate that you've seen befall so many others, including Mrs. Baker, including Elizabeth Bakersfield.
May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace.
As you all are gathering around trying to get her situated, you're getting her some water, you're checking on her, you're checking her vitals, seeing how she's doing, and she appears, though worn out and maybe a little worse for wear, she looks like she's probably going to be okay once maybe you get some fluids in her and she gets some rest. And so, as you are doing this, you hear a sound suddenly from downstairs in the living room.
I roll for listen.
It sounds like the phone ringing.
Ugh. Thought maybe it was a radio again.
Hey, Major Bakersfield, will you go grab that? I need to stay with Mary Beth for a little bit.
Sure, I guess I am closest to the door.
I'll answer the phone. Just carry me down the stairs like a baby boy.
That's all right, I got it. I head downstairs and I pick up the phone.
As you come down into the living room, you do see it as the phone ringing on the end table down here in the living room. It's still completely dark down here. You guys didn't actually turn on any of the lights as you went upstairs. As the phone sits over there in the corner, ringing in the darkness, with just the small amount of light coming in from outside, it almost gives it this ominous cast as it goes silent and then startles you a bit as it starts to ring again. Major Bakersfield, you pick it up and you say,
"Hello. Can't stand your bits, residence." Who's there?
It's quiet for a second. There's static. You hear breathing. Until finally a voice says,
"Bakersfield?
Corbett?
Yeah, this is Corbett. We need to talk."
"About what?"
"I think you know by now."
"Yeah, I think I'd
be here tomorrow. You know where I am. I'll tell them I'll let you in, and that I want somebody to talk to. I'll tell them I'm expecting someone."
"Tell them you're bringing me."
"All right.
Tomorrow, Bakersfield."
"All right, Corbett. You better bet your fat ass that we'll be there."
The phone hangs up.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
Hey everybody, your favorite player Sam here. We've got a huge announcement today, so don't go anywhere.
Now, all of you know we've done giveaways before, but nothing like this. To celebrate the 4th of July, and you guys are awesome fans, of course. Today, right flippin' now, we are kicking off our biggest giveaway yet with the Freedom from Boredom contest. But what is the prize, you ask? Well, I'm glad you did, because it is none other than a brand new mother flippin' Switch! It's a Nintendo Switch. That's right. That's right, Arkhamites. We're giving one lucky winner a Nintendo Switch. But that's not all! The Nintendo Switch will be dressed to the nines in a custom Arkham Files skin! You heard me. Dazzle all of your friends with your one-of-a-kind collector's Nintendo Switch! Holy cow, what a prize! There's a baby crying in the background, but that I don't even care! But that's not even all of it. No, it's not all. You're also going to get the Call of Cthulhu video game on your new Nintendo Switch and the tabletop Call of Cthulhu starter set! Alright, how do you enter this contest? Well, just head on over to our website, www.arkhamrpg.com, and fill out the form. That's it. That's it. As easy as a crying baby. So head on over and do that. Thank you. Also, don't forget to check us out on patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. And seriously, guys, we love you. We appreciate everything you do. Thank you for listening to the show. And don't go crazy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.